We also hope that through the conference, you know, we're going to be able to promote knowledge as a very important ingredient in development and in policy making and in planning and implementation, and think about ways to encourage and enhance research on economic and policy issues that are important for African economies.
Are there any particular countries that you will be focusing on, since we're looking at such a large continent that has so many opportunities there?
The conference is not going to be limited to any particular country. It will have components that will deal with the regional dimensions, which are basically continental issues, and others that will deal with the sub-regional dimension issues, including the regional economic communities, and some studies that people will present on specific countries, various areas of economic development, and macroeconomics and microeconomics, and all kinds of work that has been done. But you're right, the continent is quite a big one, and it also provides opportunities.
In 2008, the economy worldwide took a downturn for the worse, and many countries are still reeling from the economic crisis. How did the crisis affect African countries?
Before 2008, Africa was growing at above 5% on the average a year for almost a decade. Because of the crisis, African countries could no longer attain that level of economic growth. And in fact, the decline was significant in 2009 and 2010. But the most important thing is that African countries did not record the same kind of level of economic growth that one could have seen in the United States or in Europe or in some other parts of the world. But instead, they were able to actually withstand the effects of the economic crisis much better than many other parts of the world. We hope that by next year, they will maybe get back to the same level that they were before the crisis.
Africa has a growing young population, so the challenge is there's high unemployment among young people in Africa. How will leaders tackle this problem?
Well, unemployment is a big problem everywhere, but you're absolutely correct that in many African countries it is quite a major challenge, especially if you put it within the context of a growing population, and that the continent is the youngest continent in the world, with what we consider to be a youth bulge. And so that presents some significant policy, you know, challenges for leaders in the continent. So unemployment, especially among the youth, will be a central issue during this conference, and there will be many papers that will be presented in that regard, especially looking at precisely what is being done in various parts of the continent, what is working and what is not. The challenges that leadership, African leaders are facing, is that the private sector, which is the number one employer in every economy, is not expanding, you know, large enough to be able to absorb the number of young people getting into the labor force. And on the supply side, because of the inadequacies in some of the educational systems, so young men and women are graduating without the relevant skills that will match what is needed in the market. But also, even though they might have education, they may not be completely employable. So these are the issues that the leadership has to pay attention to and decide how best to tackle their own unique situations in their countries.
What are Africa's key growth opportunities, and how would you like to see these developed?
Africa, as you know very well, is one of the most endowed regions of the world when it comes to natural resources. In fact, in the UN Economic Commission for Africa, where I am, we have just completed a meeting on our African Development Forum, which centered on governing and harnessing natural resources for development in Africa. The key opportunity is that you probably start with what you have in abundance. You know, there's a lot of natural resources and there's a lot of people. If you begin with natural resources, you essentially ask yourself, how do we add more value to the natural resources, and how do we exploit it in a more sustainable manner, and how do we make sure that we use the revenue from natural resources not only to invest in people and invest in infrastructure, but also to improve social outcomes, but to make sure that we keep some away for the future generations.